Just like the disciples in the Bible, have you ever wondered why Jesus spoke in parables? Well, first, let's get a little background information on what a parable is. The word parable comes from the Greek word parabolo. The word is a byproduct of two roots, para, meaning beside, and balo, meaning to throw. The word signifies throwing or placing one thing beside another with the idea of comparing those two things. Sound complicated? Thankfully, someone has given the word a more straightforward definition. A parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. Warning note, a parable is not some made-up story, but rather a thing real in life used to represent a moral thought. Now that you have some background knowledge on the word, let's look at the main focus again. What was the purpose of Jesus speaking in parables? If you would turn to Matthew chapter 13, verses 10 through 17, the answer is located there. The disciples asked Jesus why he spoke in parables, and he answered unto them, saying, "Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For whoever has to him, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand." You see that Jesus has already given us the answer, but if it's not clear, Jesus has various reasons of speaking in parables. One reason was to assent the truth to men before they realized the parable applied to them personally. For example, the parable of the wicked vine dressers, Matthew chapter 21, verses 33-45. It says, "Hear another parable. There was a certain landowner who planted a vineyard and set a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. And he leased it to vine dressers and went into a far country. Now a vintage time drew near. He sent his servants to the vine dressers that they might receive its fruit. And the vine dressers took his servants, beat one, killed one, and stoned another. Again, he sent other servants, more than the first, and they did likewise to them. Then the last of all, he sent his son to them, saying, 'They will respect my son.' But when the vine dressers saw the son, they said among themselves, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and seize his inheritance.' So they took him and cast him of their vineyard and killed him. Therefore, when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to the vine dressers?" And the Pharisees and the chief priests reacted, saying, "He will destroy those wicked men miserably and leaves his vineyard to other vine dressers who will render to him the fruits in their seasons." It was clear that the chief priests and vine dressers were upset and seeked justice on the wrongdoers. And after they said that, Jesus replied to them, saying, "Have you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes.' Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken from you and given to a nation bearing the fruits of it. And whoever falls on his stone will be broken, but on whomever it falls, it will grind him to powder." And it says in verse 45, "Now when the chief priests and Pharisees heard his parables, they perceived that he was speaking of them," which backs up our first reason of the assenting the truth before people realize it applied to them personally. Another reason was to teach and answer questions, like in the parable of the sower, Matthew chapter 13, verses 3-8. It reads, "Then he spoke many things to him in parables, saying, 'Behold, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded the crop, some 100-fold, 60, some 30. Jesus is teaching about the different hearers of the word inside this parable. For example, the seeds that land on the stony places represents a hearer who believes for a while, but because he has no roots, eventually stumbles when faced with persecution and tribulation. And the good soil represents the hearers who understand it and spread the word so that he and others may grow and bear good fruit. Later, as Jesus became a more controversial teacher, his use of parables started becoming a more testing character, as in those who truly seek to understand the word of God will go to him for knowledge, while the hypocrites show their true character by showing no desire to learn. In the end, Jesus not only spoke in parables to test the characters of people and to teach others, but to give a comparison, something for us to relate to. The parables use common things and sayings so that we may comprehend and try to apply them to our lives. We have questions and problems, and Jesus has provided us with an answer. In a different way, but still an answer.